Wednesday, February 10th. President had his first breakfast with the Democratic members of Congress this morning. Apparently it went very well. He was particularly pleased with the story he told them in saying that he had noted there had been some reports regarding the political effect of the reforms he was proposing, and he had serious doubts as to whether this would be of any political benefit to him. And he said that English history showed, and he made the point that Fulbright could correct him if he was wrong on this, that those responsible for reforms in government are generally thrown out. And he cited the example of Disraeli, as reported in Blake's biography, where there was a big battle between Gladstone and Disraeli. And Disraeli took the reforms that Gladstone had proposed and had been fighting for, and he got them through. Now, among them was an extended franchise, as a result of which there were a lot of new people able to vote. In the next election, they voted Disraeli out of office and Gladstone in. Everybody laughed at that point. The president then pointed out that 6 years later, the same people voted Disraeli back in. And the president said, "I assure you, though, I don't plan to come back in 6 years to try again." The big issue today was the Lockheed problem. Right after the breakfast, the president called Conley into his office and had Ehrlichman and me come in to talk privately about how to handle the thing. The problem is that Lockheed is in serious danger of going broke as a result of the collapse of Rolls-Royce and thus the non-availability of engines for the Lockheed Airbus. If Lockheed folds, it's quite probable that both TWA and Eastern will, and also Collins Radio. So the domino effect becomes horrendous. Pete Flanagan's been working on this, but the president was determined, it was obvious in our brief meeting, to put Conley in charge of it and have him handle this from here on out. We discussed the various ways and means of accomplishing this and agreed that the president should convene a meeting later on in the day with Shultz, Mitchell, Flanagan, Packard, Conley, and Ehrlichman and lay the law down to them there. It'll be tough because Flanagan and Packard will both want to stay on top of this. President and Ehrlichman both also raised the point that we needed a top airline man to work with him, and Conley suggested C.R. Smith, which is not surprising. The president forced himself to go through with the Pollution Council session today, although he sure wasn't very happy about it, especially as he looked ahead to the Business Council meeting this evening, and he was very displeased that we had so heavily overloaded his schedule for the day with business groups, and in a great number of cases the same guys at both of them. He's decided to use charts for his State of the World television presentation and wants some things worked up on that, so I've gotten that word to Sapphire. Although the afternoon had originally planned to be kept clear, he agreed to let us fill it, and he was ended up being fully occupied all through the afternoon. I only saw him for a minute before he left for the Business Council meeting this evening, and we seem to be in pretty good shape. End of February 10th.